The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom, Chodesh Tov. We are now starting the second half of the brachas, of the bakoshes, the requests that we have. The first six were for personal needs, and now for the needs of Klal Yisrael, and for the special bakoshes for Kvod Shemayim. Every bracha has an element of Kvod Shemayim, as we pointed out, Laman Shemecho. But these are specific, very timely at this time of year. We just started the 9 days, Chodesh of Av, which is a time we should think more about the state we are in, what we are lacking. It says in Baal Basra that at the time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, people stopped eating meat and drinking wine because they stopped bringing the korbanos, stopped bringing the nesachim, the wine offerings. And the Chacham said, if that's the case, don't eat wheat, because there's no menochas, don't eat fruit, because there's no bikurim, don't drink water, because there's no water offering, nitzachamayim. El is exerzhenetzi, istibal yochel amdaboy. To refrain from eating, even though, be'etem, it's something that is the right thing to do, nitzad echol, but it's impossible. No, we should have a strong feeling of lacking. So, Vilna Gaon says that the reason why we don't eat meat for 9 days is because that's already exerzhet tzibul yochel anaboy. To remind ourselves that we don't have meat of the korbanos, 9 days of the year we can manage without. Not even nine, it's 8 days. Shabbos we do eat. So we should think to ourselves also that we have a hard time having korbanos, these brachas, all year round for various reasons. If it wouldn't be only for the fact that it's deeper into the Shemoneh Esrei when the mind starts wandering more than usual. But you really try. It's a people you're allowed by to connect your effort in these days, these brachas. So the first one is Mekabes Nitcheyam Yisrael. The tremendous need of Klal Yisrael to be all together. That's the natural state of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is one neshama. We are one unit, all of Klal Yisrael. Each part of us is a chelik of that neshama of Knesset Yisrael, upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashiach is Shechina. When Klal Yisrael is in the proper level, not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashiach is Shechina upon them, there's Mashiach is Shechina on the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was not because Nebuchadnezzar or Titus destroyed it. No human being has the power to destroy Beis HaMikdash as a Bais Hashem. Even the Jewish people made that mistake. They said, Heichel Hashem, it's the house of Hashem. We don't have to be afraid. It will never be destroyed. Even the Navi would tell them, Yirmiyahu says it's going to be destroyed. Nah, it can't be. It's so clear to them that the house of Hashem is invincible. But they made one serious mistake, which Yirmiyahu tried to teach them, that Hashem doesn't need this house. The reason why Hashem is in this house is because we are on a level that are worthy of the Ashraz HaShechina in that house. And if we're not, then the Ashraz HaShechina stops. Kamavan, there's always a level of Shechina Imohim, even though we're in a Golis, it says, we're in Golis, the Shechina Imohim, the Shechina is with us. It's a very low, much, much lower level. So the first thing where we're requesting this bracha is Tkab Shefa Godel L'Chei Hoseinu. Shefa Godel means something that will be heard in the entire world. It will be clear to everybody at the time for Cheiris of Klal Yisrael from Golus. We should note when we're saying this, the Cheiris reminds us of when we are Mitzrayim, under the bondage of the Mitzrim, we're servants with Avodah Kosher, Avodah Perach. We need Cheiris, we need freedom. What are we saying nowadays? Somebody's working as a slave, There's no Jews anywhere in the world that are working as slaves nowadays. Other Rebbe, we're all free men living in democratic countries that profess freedom of the individual to do whatever you want. If we're saying this tefillah, they didn't change the nusach, kanareh, we need a cheres also. And we are meshubit. That's what we have to realize. A person who is an eved means that he's under the control of an outside force. And just like there's a staff, a shevet, that hits physically, and there's also a staff that does it with words, with ideas, that's also a type of shibud. That we're under the influence, a powerful, extremely powerful influence of the Golus, and it affects all of us, the way we think, the way we do things, a lack of peace of mind, because we're living in a world that is under the shibud of the shilton of the modern Western world. It doesn't believe, doesn't even know, it's not an issue of believing. They don't know what it's all about even, about the concepts that we have. Even the simple concept of tefillah. What does a goy know what tefillah is all about? To have an intimate relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. Some don't believe it, and other ones, it's a way of getting what you want. But what we have, that we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize that that's our essence. Our bodies is not what we are. What we are. Body is something we have. The ani, the person, is neshama. The body is just something that's guiding it. All the kelim we have in our body are wonderful tools that Hashem gave us. But we're living under the shibud of a society that doesn't live that way, doesn't believe that way, and doesn't realize that. A society that feels that just physical pleasures, physical advancement, what they call comfort, and all these other things are the only thing a person has to run after in his entire life. And even if we don't believe that, but we're affected by it, it affects the way our ability to put our efforts and direct them the way we should. If it's just like I'm saying, the concept of tefillah, if the whole world would have such a clarity that the only way to matzliach anything was with tefillah, that would be the natural way. And all of us would be advertising how special courses, how to strengthen your tefillah, how to come closer to Hashem. Our tefillahs will be completely different. The reason why our tefillahs are what they are is because we're living in the influence. We know what is right, but it's not the natural thing. Our minds are preoccupied over 100 other things. I could walk down the street and be 100 different things, forget where he's going for, what he's going for. To stand in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, how hard it is for us. That's part of the shibud of the Golus. That's in every facet of our life. Are we giving the right value to everything? Or our value system is tainted, it's crooked, it's out of whack because of the values of the society we live in. How many of those feelings, if I'd only have this, I only have that, only be
Kol HaLashon.
A wealthy man, it'd be tremendous, Baal Tzedakah. He says that has to be an aspiration in life. An aspiration in life should be content with what I have. Should be those healthy people that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, like, that don't need any of all this type of outside help because full of frustration and so that's Kabbalah Shev God L'Cheiros saying that we need a Cheiros. We're so far away from what we want. We waste so much time on things. We have so much Agmas Nefesh for things that shouldn't even disturb us. That's part of the Shibud. We must shub into the Yitzorim, to the ideals of the world that we're living in. For Sonei's L'Kabbalah G'liyos Seinu. Stage number two is Sonei's. Pick up the big banner to gather us all together. The idea of the banner is, why do people gather to a banner? Because they know in advance that this banner is representing something which is important to them. Someone's down, you walk down the street and someone puts up a banner, you don't go to it. We're talking about a banner that represents Jewish values. And there's going to come a time that it's going to be a banner out there, and every Jew is going to automatically, his neshama is going to realize that this is where we have to go. We're going to all come together. That's going to cause us to gather. We're all over the world. And we're so splintered, broken into so many little pieces. Whether it be those that are bechlal, not affiliated with Klal Yisrael, or those in forms of Judaism which are not religious forms of Judaism, or within the Frum Jews, there's so many different levels, and each one is has his truths and his way of doing things, and we don't focus on the united Nakuz of Klal Yisrael. We all have an Hashem, we all have a Torah. That's our goal. All the other things that are not the same are Mibachutz. But then we'll have that clarity. There's something that we'll all agree to. Tadash Shavu, they all agree to. We'll get together. That's what, something which is obvious, we should feel it. You know, tefillah is a tragedy. The Christ shows we have a tiny little nation in this gigantic world of billions of people, and they all hate us. Some are indifferent, some really hate us, some hate us and they show it, some don't show it. But we have no sheikhs. Am levod ad yishkon, Rabbi Bilam revealed to us and to the world. We'll always be that way. We'll be a nation by ourselves. We're not part of the rest of the nations of the world. So if we are different, why can't we focus on the tzad hashov, on the part that we are the same? And forget about the why question. It's a desire that we have to have. We want to be all together. We want all Klal Yisrael to recognize the true greatness of Klal Yisrael, the true pride of Klal Yisrael. So many Jews, they could say, I'm proud to be a Jew, but what Jew are they talking about? We're talking about the thing that a Jew really should be proud of. We should have that clear banner that everybody sees. This is my banner. It's not the other team's banner. This is Klal Yisrael's banner. The banner represents Kedushas Yisrael, the loftiness of Yisrael, the greatness of Yisrael. That's the third request. We should all come together. The fact that we're all over the world is also a national tragedy, because each person in his place is affected by his place, and it makes it a charter to have the true unity that Klal Yisrael has, recognition that we're all brothers and sisters, we're all one family of Bonim Lashem Elikenu. That is the third thing. And never so many people are not exposed to the real Judaism, to Avodas Hashem, because they're spread out and in places there's no natural exposure even to authentic Yiddishkeit, to the real thing. This is the first tefillah we're setting and going forward with the second half of our bakoshas. First bakosha we want is starts off by, like we're saying, with all our brachas. The bracha is a request, but together with it is living with more clarity. Before I ask for the gula, I have to know what state am I in. My first statement is, I recognize I need a cheiros. Not just, oh, it'd be nice to have the base, it's nice to have this, not that. No, we're meshubodim. We're slaves. Slaves to the tremendous powers of the Yetzer Hara that permeate the air we breathe. You have signals coming out from all over the place, hitting us, hitting our machines, affecting us whether we realize it or not, wasting our time and confusing us, and that confusion, a lack of focus in life, is the shibud we're going underneath. And once from a tzaddik, he said that, said somewhere, there's going to be a marvel before Mashiach comes. There won't be a flood with water, it'll be a flood of information, of shtuyot, unnecessary things that just preoccupy our minds. Our minds are so full of all these tremendous amounts of information that we don't need, that we can't focus on anything. That's the chulban of our generation. Even the goyim realizes the way things are set up, people are jumping from one place to the next, one piece of information to another, one site to the next site. And there's no focus on anything in life, not what life is about, not our relationships with one another, not our relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to hear that tremendous koil that's going to come out, that voice that's going to come out, that's going to announce the Shibud is over. All the values of the Mazoila Mashtiot, the fantasies have no value. They don't progress us to any place. That's not progress in life. Not all that glamour they're promising, and not the wealth, and not the happiness. They don't have it, and we'll never get it. Number one, Chayyus Seinu. And the next request is the Kabbits, to bring Klal Yisrael, Gilu Yaseinu. Also, that we should have one united value that is clear to all of us. In our minds, we should be united. We're in Golus, and every person's experience in Golus affects the way he looks at life. American has his Golus, and the Chinese has their Golus, and the French, and an English, and an Israeli. Each one is in their Golus. We need that nace that shows a banner that has clarity. You have all kinds of things in your mind because you're in Golus. That will bring us together in our minds. And the last stage is that we should actually physically come together and be in Eretz Yisrael the way Hashem wants us to be. The entire Jewish nation together, living in harmony with one ideal of being the Mishkan for Ashros HaShechina. Heichel Hashem Heimah. We are the Heichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavan was saying three times a day we have to be mispalled for this. We're talking about Meiriv now, specifically at night. Before we end the day, we went through a whole day, and every day brings its confusions and distractions and everything else. And I was saying, okay, I'm finished with all that stuff I did in the course of the day. I'm settling down and going to sleep, and I want to put myself back in track. The confusion that I had in the course of the day, the things that took me away from my ideals, I realize this is part of the Golus, and therefore, I'm a spouse, we should be zicha. To Mekabes Nidre Amo Yisrael. Should gather together those of Yisrael that are pushed away in these distant areas. We're all in distant areas from where we should be. Should be zicha. Kiyus Golus, behavior made.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.